Now, along with that is the really exciting fact that you can take a tumor and you can do a fancy nucleic acid-based test called Oncotype DX, which can help the clinician and the patient decide what is the additional value of chemotherapy. For a woman who has a high-risk tumor, so maybe a 5-centimeter tumor and 3 lymph nodes involved, this test is irrelevant. Obviously, their clinical characteristics are such that they warrant aggressive treatment. However, particularly for the node-negative population, where the relative benefits of chemotherapy can be quite small, this Oncotype DX allows what's called a recurrence score to be provided after assessment of the tumor. And this recurrence score is based on an assessment of many genes that actually will allow a prediction of how much benefit would come from adjuvant therapy. And this data, the Oncotype DX score, is now being used by oncologists quite routinely to help decide for the relatively low-risk women with node-negative disease whether or not they should go ahead with chemotherapy.
Now, is there any point in doing an Oncotype in a patient with a HER2-positive tumor?
At present, if you have your immunohistochemistry lab give you a 3-plus positive or you have a FISH-positive patient in front of you, I don't believe that Oncotype DX actually is of much use. Now, admittedly, HER2 pathway is something that Oncotype DX will explore, but the reality is we've now got a very effective drug called Herceptin or trastuzumab, and this medication makes a big difference to women who have HER2-driven breast cancer. And essentially, HER2-positive disease behaves poorly. These women tend to be resistant to hormones if they do have estrogen receptor expression. And without Herceptin, even with chemotherapy, they do very poorly. We now know from a suite of 5 trials that adding in trastuzumab to various types of chemotherapy will markedly improve their prognosis, reduce the chance of recurrence by between 50% and 40%, reduce the risk of death between 30% and 44%, or where the trials are at right now. So for such a woman with HER2-driven breast cancer, I would save the $3,000 that the Oncotype DX would cost the system and just go ahead with your Herceptin-based chemotherapy.
Now, right now, we know that the Oncotype is only really utilized in the population that's been proven to be effective, which is node-negative, ER-positive tumors. What are the clinical situations within that subset that it's most useful in?
Well, I think that if you're looking at the women with node-negative, ER-positive tumors, the first thing to look at is tumor size. If these are very big tumors, you know, 2-3 centimeters, I would almost suspect that given that they've got stage 2 disease, they warrant a discussion about chemotherapy. And in that case, I wouldn't personally send these women off for Oncotype DX. The question in my mind is women who have the T1 lesions, which are 2 centimeters or less, and particularly the ones that aren't high grade. So for a woman who has a low or intermediate grade tumor less than 2 centimeters, I think this would be the subset of ER-positive breast cancers where the Oncotype DX would return information that could very well inform your chemotherapy decision.